96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and on that page, you'll find all the social media icons to follow us on social media. You can stream us live there, and you can also download the podcast. Be sure and download the podcast. And if you're searching for the podcast on your podcast app, you just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. You can find it anywhere you get your podcast. There are different things that happen around the country that at times make me think that we're on the verge of the collapse of civilization. Let me give you just one anecdotal example from here in Colorado. In four of our largest police departments, they are experiencing a huge lack of police officers. They're leaving in droves. They're going to smaller communities, quieter communities. They're just retiring, and they're not backfilling those retired positions. And in the two major cities, Denver and Aurora, which Denver is obviously the state capital of Colorado, and Aurora is a major suburb to the south and east of Denver. It's a large suburb. So it's a really strange city. It's fairly typical. It has, you know, wealthy areas, has poor areas. It's demographically, it's very diverse. But there is a corresponding increase in crime that relates almost identical, if you were to graph it out, that as the number of cops has decreased, there has been a corresponding increase in crime in both of those cities. And I think you also have the problem that across the country, kind of writ large, that there's a greater disrespect for law enforcement than ever before. And law enforcement has recognized that with the whole kind of the wussification of prosecutors, where local district attorneys believe in not actually prosecuting criminals, that there's also a corresponding increase in crime. You know, if you go back to 1968, the Democrat National Convention in Chicago was a turning point for law enforcement in this country. Now, regardless of what you think of Richard Nixon, I am a crook, I am not a crook, it doesn't make any difference what you think of Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon won the 1968 presidential campaign primarily on a campaign of law and order. Because the streets of America were on fire. They weren't on fire because necessarily of civil rights marches. They were on fire simply because of there was a lack of law enforcement. So you had the Watts riots. You had the riots in Chicago. You had riots in Washington, D.C. You had riots everywhere. Well, the collapse of civilization occurs when there is no law and order. regardless of what some hippie might want to tell you about, you can go off and live communally somewhere and, you know, grow your own veggies and, you know, heat your own little teepees and do whatever it is that you want to do in Hippieville. On that small of a scale, on that kind of really small nucleus of just maybe a dozen people living off in the woods together somewhere, you might be able to pull it off. But I doubt it. Because some in that group of just a dozen people, somebody's going to do something that the rest of the group perceives as wrong, and pretty soon the group breaks up, and it goes off and it spins off, much like an amoeba. It just kind of spins off and forms its new little cell, its own new nuclei, and it just continues to spread and spread and spread. You just cannot do a utopia on a grand scale. The history of mankind proves that. But the history of mankind also proves that absent some form of law enforcement, civilization begins to deteriorate. Now, how do you start having a collapse of civilization? I want to give two examples. Two examples that, if you haven't heard of these, then maybe you've been asleep for the past, I don't know, 24 or 36 hours, which is nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Let's go to New York first. Now, this isn't the first time in New York. And I have to admit, I have not been in New York since the beginning of COVID. Not because I'm afraid of COVID or anything. It's just because most of what would normally cause me to travel to New York is now being done by Zoom or a Teams meeting. But I suspect my travel to New York will pick up again at some point. And I actually kind of dread it. And you may say, well, I'm just a victim, or I'm allowing the cabal, the dominant media, to convince me that it's worse than it really is. Except that when I talk to some of my friends that work in Midtown Manhattan, they tell me themselves that it really is this bad. Shootings on the New York City subway system, shootings on the Port Authority transit systems, shootings and beatings in Times Square, and the most recent is a person who was on lifetime parole for all sorts of charges, put some surgical, I don't know why, but he put, not surgical gloves, but put some sort of workman gloves on. Maybe he thinks it's going to, you know, prevent him from being eventually pursued and arrested. But for whatever reason, he puts gloves on. And there's a man standing on a corner, appears at least to me to a getting ready to cross a crosswalk, or maybe waiting for a bus or something. And this guy walks up behind him, kind of stands there, and then takes his right arm, and with as much leverage as possible, he leans far back, that right arm far, far back over his right shoulder, and then just wham, sucker punches the guy. And if you've seen I know you've seen the video. If you haven't seen the video, go look it up. And I want you to look at it for a couple of reasons. That's the beginning of the collapse of civilization. Because that guy should not have been on the street anyway. Not with all the not with the rap sheet he had, he should have still been incarcerated. But he was not. And he was not because in New York they don't believe in that. Somehow we've got to have these touchy-feely programs that when sickos, because there are sickos in this world, should be left on the streets to their own devices, this is what you get. Now, when you watch the video, when he sucker punches the guy instantaneously collapses to the ground. He has a fractured skull, I think a fractured jaw, maybe a broken jaw, and he's been in a coma. Whether he's still in a coma as we speak or as you hear this program, I don't know whether that's true or not, but he was not in a medically induced coma. He was in a physical injury coma. Only either late Friday night or sometime early Saturday, because of the pressure on the governor of the state of New York, was this guy finally arrested and put back in jail where he belonged. Now let's go to the other coast. Let's go to Los Angeles. Let's go to just a 7-Eleven. Here's the Los Angeles Police Department. Here's the LAPD press release. On August 15, 2022, around 12:40 a.m., a street takeover initiated at the intersection of Figueroa Street and El Segundo Boulevard. Motorists flooded the intersection and blocked traffic with their vehicles from all directions to create a pit in the middle of the intersection. Now, I want you to imagine just a four-way intersection. This is not a out-of-the-way intersection in Los Angeles. And you take, you use social media, you use all sorts of methods to, and sometimes you just get it started small, and the crowd sees what's going on, and then the crowd begins to gather because the crowd understands what's happening, and so all the cars block the intersection. And it creates in that center, in that square in the center, it creates what LAPD and what the street people call a pit. Now, during the incident, all the people that were in their cars and people that obviously, I mean, it's typical. This is standard, I shouldn't say standard, this is typical crowd behavior. If you understand how crowds operate, none of this should be surprising to anybody, particularly the LAPD or anybody living in that area or any businesses in that area. This is how crowds act. You're traveling along. You suddenly, you're on El Segundo and you can't go any further. And you see, as you look, you see, oh, there's a crowd gathering. And you see all the cars are parked in front of you. And you can see the car in front of you, for example, doesn't have anybody in it. So you know that they've gotten out. So now you get out of your car. And this just spreads. Because this is how crowds work. The LAPD press release says this, that during the incident, spectators exited their vehicles and watched as motorists recklessly drove in a maneuver known as doing donuts. I found that funny because this isn't new nomenclature. This isn't a new phrase. People have been doing donuts in their cars since cars were invented. I've done donuts in a snow-packed parking lot before. The spectators, according to the press release, then formed a flash mob. A flash mob of looters, and they rushed a nearby 7-Eleven located at the northwest corner of Figueroa and El Segundo. Video surveillance from the store showed the looters fanning out across the store and grabbing all of the snacks, drinks, cigarettes, lotto tickets, and other merchandise. The looters also vandalized the store and threw merchandise at employees. The looters then exited the store to the surrounding parking lots and streets and quickly dispersed before the cops arrived. Well, it actually says technically before the police arrived, before the popo got there. This is blatant, an open contempt for law and order, and is actually a predictable result when you embrace an ideology that says law enforcement doesn't make any difference. Or when you embrace the concept or the idea that private property doesn't make any difference. This is the action of a mob. M-O-B. A pure mob. So what does that have to do with the collapse of civilization? Well, stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Text Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. The collapse of civilization in this great coming up next.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. There you can do the podcast. You can follow me on social media. Do all that. You got it. Come on, let's get moving. So let's go back to Los Angeles for a second. And again, this is from the LAPD press release. We're talking about this flash mob and this pit that was formed on these streets of L.A. The spectators then formed a flash mob of looters and rushed a nearby 7-Eleven located at the northwest corner of Figueroa Street and El Segundo Boulevard. Video surveillance from the store showed the looters fanning out across the store. Now, some reports have that there were more than 100 people inside this 7-Eleven. Now, I don't like crowds. And I don't like going into a 7-Eleven if there's 10 people in the store. So imagine you've stopped at the 7-Eleven. You got to get your Slurpee. What time is this? This was 12:40 in the morning. You got to get your Slurpee, baby. You got to get your Slurpee. So you go into the 7-Eleven. And you're at the counter. Or maybe you're looking for where's the Tylenol? You need some Tylenol. Or you're looking, you got a hot date, so you're looking for, you're looking for the, something for safe sex. And all of a sudden, you're minding your own business, and there are 100 people or more around you that are literally stripping this 7-Eleven bare of everything they can get their hands on, including the lottery tickets. The looters then exited the store to the surrounding parking lots and streets and quickly dispersed before the police arrived. I believe, and Damien and I were talking off air, it's easy to pick on New York and Los Angeles because this makes the national news. But the same thing happens here. The same thing probably happens in your city. It just doesn't make the national news. But it's beginning to happen everywhere. I may not have all of the facts of this story, but there was a shooting in downtown Denver recently in a little area that we call Lodo, lower downtown, where an individual pulled a gun on cops and turned with the gun in his hand. And the cops begin shooting, and there's a crowd. Now, I'm amazed, in all honesty, that the Denver PD actually shot toward the suspect holding the gun because there were crowds of people everywhere, as there often is in this part of lower downtown. But shoot, nonetheless, they did. And as I recall correctly, there may have been a bystander or two that was hit by the cop shooting. But what we have now is open contempt for law and order. And I think that is a predictable result of an embrace of an ideology that is anti-law enforcement and that has no concept or care about private property or even respecting not just the property of other people, but actually respecting people themselves. Let's go back to New York, for example. Now, I remember one time, I don't know whether I've told the story on the weekend show or not, but I recall one time, and I'm a concealed carry holder. I conceal carry. And I've handled firearms since my grandfather taught me to shoot when I was 6 years old. I'm a concealed carry individual. But I was caught in New York one time in what appeared to be a robbery of a McDonald's. Scared me to death. Absolutely scared me to death. So what did I do? I did what any smart person would do. I got myself extracted out of that situation as quickly as possible. So what's causing this? What is this disrespect for prop? Where's this disrespect coming from? And what are we going to do about it? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text World Market.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean! Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
And I'm Michael Brown, and you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What are you doing that for? Well, because we try to have fun here. And we try to, I mean, we're talking about the end of civilization. Yeah, we're trying to have fun here. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. You can get the podcast there. You can also get the podcast wherever you get podcasts. Simply search for The Weekend with Michael Brown. So we're talking about these two incidents, plus all the others that we don't talk about that still make your local news, but they don't make the national news. We got the guy that gets sucker punched in New York, just on the streets of New York. And then we got the flash mob in Los Angeles. And this goes on all the time. It goes on everywhere. It goes on in Denver. We got flash mobs here. We got flash mobs everywhere. Now, they're more predominant in other places than others, and I get that. But it's happening all over the country. And I think there is this contempt for law enforcement. And it is the result of, and as Damien and I were talking, it's really this vicious cycle that's going on. Because prosecutors don't prosecute them. Now, the mobs have figured out that very few, if any of them, are ever going to get traced, you know, through video surveillance or anything else. Now, I'll give credit to the LAPD. They're trying, and they may make arrests. And in New York, it actually did take the governor of New York understanding that this was a political liability for her, so she did step in, and now that guy has now been rearrested, and he has now been reincarcerated. He shouldn't have been left out in the first place. But we have this cycle going on, and that's what I want you to think about for a second, is this vicious cycle that's occurring. And there's one way to break the cycle, but it's long and arduous, and it doesn't have immediate effects. So I used to represent state troopers when I was practicing law. And so I learned a lot about what they do and how they do it. And so I know that when I get stopped for speeding, I know exactly what to do. I roll down all the windows. I turn all the interior lights on. I put my hands on 2 at 4. And when the cop approaches, I don't make eye contact. I keep straight ahead. And until he speaks to me, I don't speak. And then I look, then I make eye contact. And the last time I got, not that I get stopped for speeding a lot, but maybe more so than I should, I looked him in the eye, and I said, as I should tell him, "Officer, I'm a concealed carry holder, and there are two firearms in this automobile. There's one on my person, and there's one in the console." Most cops have always, you know, okay, show me your registration, license, and, you know, and your permit. And so I ask before I reach into the glove box or the glove compartment for the registration and insurance, I actually ask the cop, "I need to reach into my glove compartment. Is that okay?" I want this cop to know that I am not a threat to him. Cop still asked me to get out of the car. Because we reached the stage where a dumb white guy like me, driving a nice, you know, new car, just happened to be speeding, end up not getting a ticket, but he has to go through all those procedures because how does he know I don't just turn into a nut job? How does he know that I'm not just, you know, speeding because I'm suicidal? I want to, you know, suicide my cop. It becomes a vicious cycle. And then cops, they themselves, they'll still enforce traffic laws and they'll still do all that sort of stuff, that routine stuff. But do you think of, for example, a security guy? If there had been a security guard in this 7-Eleven in Los Angeles, what do you think that security guard would have done? Not a damn thing, and I wouldn't blame him. We've heard the stories of people walking out of Best Buy with gigantic, you know, they walk out with a big screen TV. Nothing's going to happen. Because the store doesn't want to get sued. Because if the store does something, oh, there's an ambulance chaser somewhere that's going to take the case and they're going to sue Best Buy because they got deep pockets. Because somehow, if you stop the guy and he tripped and fell while you were trying to get the big screen TV out of his hands, he's going to sue you for some sort of personal injury. But there's another thing going on. And I think that is this, that baby boomers pamper their children too much. I say this as a baby boomer. Okay, boomer. And then our children, if you pamper those children too much, then they don't understand how to be good parents. Now, we didn't pamper our kids, not in the least. They had boundaries. They had rules. And we made sure they obeyed him. I'm not making a blanket statement because, in fact, there's a guy on the other side right now that, with his two girls, sets boundaries. And they know. But there's also this disrespect for private property. Since when do we think that it's okay to just invade someone else's property or to damage someone else's property? You know, we may think that Best Buy or 7-Eleven or, you know, a Ralph's Grocery or a King Supers Grocery or a Publix on the East Coast, whatever it may be, we may think that that's some huge conglomerate, but it's still private property. And it is owned by the company, and it is owned by the shareholders who invest in that company. But there's just no respect for private property anymore. That's the demise of civilization. Now let's go back to Los Angeles for a moment. So George Gascon, who is one of these kind of feel-good prosecutors, in my opinion, that would rather not prosecute than prosecute someone. Now, he survived a recall effort because the authorities in L.A. County rejected almost 200,000 petition signatures. So you've got like Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. You got Kim Fox in Chicago. You got Larry Krasner in Philadelphia. You got Kim Gardner in St. Louis. You got Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore. All of these are district attorneys or prosecutors that are truly soft on crime. Now, they may think that there is a different way of policing and that there is a different way of operating the criminal justice system. That's not their decision to make. That's the decision of legislators representing the people who elect them in those counties or in those states to decide how that criminal justice system is going to operate. And the problem is, if cops do attempt arrest, then they're going to be accused of racism, first and foremost. And if they do anything at all to defend themselves, rightfully so, I'm not talking about some rogue cop going off the deep end and randomly shooting people. But if they do things the right way, they're still going to end up in lawsuits themselves. So it's easier. You see, this is what happens. This is what I mean about the demise of civilization, because it simply becomes easier. If you look at these flash mobs, if you look at what they do on the streets, creating the pit, stopping protesting on interstate highways. That's what the end of civilization looks like. Because that vicious cycle, unless it is broken at every single level of the cycle, starting with the kids, as they're just rugrats, they're in elementary school, and then through junior high and high school, if they're not taught that kind of respect, if they're not taught by their parents respect for private property, respect for other people's property, taught right from wrong, that stealing is wrong, that you're taking away from the livelihood of those people who are simply trying to make a living like mom and dad are trying to do. And if city councils don't say to their police chief that these cops are required to enforce the law, and if cops are not willing to do that because they don't want to risk their lives, then they shouldn't be cops. You see, we pay cops, and you can argue whether we pay cops enough or not. I think in many instances we don't pay cops enough because of the job that we're asking them to do, which is every single day when they put on their uniform and they leave their house, they are putting their lives on the line. Because there's some nut job out there that they're going to happen, just happenstance, be in the wrong place at the wrong time, cross paths with, and they end up dead, and they never come home. So if a cop's not willing to take that risk, and if a cop doesn't understand that that's what their job is, then they shouldn't be a cop. And if you're not willing to teach your children well, then you shouldn't be a parent. You ought to consider that. Otherwise, the cycle will never break. The leading figure in the political opposition has had his home raided by the FBI that went on a fishing expedition for anything that could possibly be construed as evidence of a crime. While large mobs loot stores, secure in the knowledge that they will not face consequences. Anachro-tyranny is the word. Anachro-tyranny. You let anarchy take place, whether it's the Chaz Zone in Seattle, or it's the S-hole city that Portland, Oregon has become, or it's Baltimore, or New York, or Los Angeles, or Denver, or anywhere across the country. Go back to all those places I named. Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, Kim Fox in Chicago, Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, Kim Gardner in St. Louis, Marilyn Mosby in Baltimore, or Gascon in Los Angeles. They are empowering those people who have no respect whatsoever for private property, and it is creating anarchy in this country. Now, let me make one giant final leap. You know our existential enemies, the Communist Party in China, or the Communists in Russia, or any other, you know, for that matter, the dumbass in North Korea, Kim Jong-un. They all watch this. They all watch it from afar. And they see the degradation of American society and American culture, and they say to themselves, we don't need to do anything. We don't need to send an invading army. They're committing national suicide. Let them do it. Why should we put all of our military at risk? Why should we do all of that when they're destroying themselves from within? It's not a pleasant topic, but it's a topic that unless we recognize and face head on that this is what's happening before our very eyes, it will continue and it won't stop. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is in parenting, and the answer is in who we elect to be prosecutors, and that depends on who we elect to be city councilmen, that depends on who we elect to be state representatives, and that depends on who we elect to be at school boards. That's how you stop the cycle. It sounds squishy, and it sounds like nothing will ever change, and it won't change. Unless you actually go out and do something about it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. We're coming right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. The Centers for Disease Control Director, Dr. Rachel Walensky, has announced that she's going to make significant changes to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Sweeping changes, she says, because the COVID pandemic proved that things weren't working quite right. Isn't that fascinating? Now that we've gone through 2 years of lockdowns and shutdowns, shutting down schools, all of that, that now they suddenly want to say that, oh, oops, sorry about that, never mind. The former CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, was on Fox News recently, and I want you to hear what he had to say, because this is a quintessential classic example of how during the middle of the feces storm, the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are never, ever, ever willing to admit a mistake, even if that mistake, even if standing up and saying, hey, listen, I used to tell when we'd have meetings in Homeland Security, we would be debating whether or not to tell the public about some issue that we had heard about maybe Al-Qaeda doing something. And some people would always say, well, we're not sure we should tell the people this. And my attitude was always, you know what, the more truthful we are with the American public, the more they're going to respect us when something really bad does happen and we ask them to do something, they're more likely to follow us along. You know, you keep crying wolf at some point, you say, yeah, you're full of crap, I'm not going to do it. Listen to what Dr. Redfield said about all of the things that he oversaw while he was the director of the CDC.
But I do want to understand, I want to get the brass tacks on this. Is it just the guidance that was given was wrong? And then if we can get into specifics of that. Wearing masks, it was said originally, bad idea, not necessary, then everybody wear masks. Is it on lockdowns and keeping people home? That was advisable in the beginning. Was that a mistake? And for future pandemics, is the signal that those kind of things will not happen in the future?
Well, clearly the mandates and the lockdowns and the closing of the schools to virtual learning, all of that was a public health mistake.
All of that was a public health mistake.
Downs and the closing of the schools to virtual learning, all of that was a public health mistake. There's no question about it.
But what if everyone had...
There's no question about it, he says. When did you know that? When did you finally figure that out? Because we've destroyed an American economy because of that. We've destroyed an economy. We have taken away 1 or 2 years of education for kids. We've destroyed some of their social upbringing, the ability of them to socialize, which is just almost as important as the education they receive in the school. We've taken all that away. We destroyed small businesses. And all Dr. Redfield has to say is, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we may kind of screw that up.
Is it on lockdowns, you know, and keeping people home? That was advisable in the beginning. Was that a mistake? And for future pandemics, is the signal that those kind of things will not happen in the future?
Well, clearly the mandates and the lockdowns and the closing of the schools to virtual learning, all of that was a public health mistake. There's no question about
it. But what if everyone had gone about their normal roles at the time, doctor, and gone back to work, gone back in crowded situations? You don't think that would have, at some level, made things even worse? Or in retrospect, you say, no, it wouldn't. Now, remember, that's pre-vaccine.
I think my view was that we take a pause, evaluate how to do things in a safe and responsible way, but shutting down the schools was much greater public health harm to the kids than keeping the schools open.
So just to be fair, Dr. Zuck.
Wow. The damage done. Is there any way to recover from the damage done because of this pandemic and the unwillingness of bureaucrats to admit a mistake? Absolutely unbelievable. Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Listen to me all weekend on the podcast. I'll talk to you next weekend. Text me anytime, 33103. See you next Saturday.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtles. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.